This is the American Ag Network. Good morning. I'm Rusty Halverson. Here's what's happening in agriculture. U.S. business and farm groups are warning President Trump against keeping tariffs on Chinese goods if he reaches a trade deal with Beijing. In a letter, companies called for the full and immediate removal of all added tariffs on Chinese goods in a deal, saying anything less would be a loss for the American people, American businesses, and farmers. The World Trade Organization recently handed the U.S. a trade victory against China, ruling that Beijing did not fairly administer tariff rate quotas on U.S. wheat, corn, and rice. Chandler Gould, CEO of the National Association of Wheat Growers, says this may not be the last we hear of that case.
China still has a few more options that they are left at the WTO. I would be surprised if China did not exhaust all of those accesses or all those abilities. They can, of course, take this to the appellate body, which has got some issues there because we haven't backfilled our own U.S. representatives there. But there's still a few more steps they can take there. But the fact that we've already had two significant wins, I feel very confident that if they do appeal this to the WTO appellate body, that we will win there. And then it will come down to China either changes their domestic laws or basically kind of like what happened with the U.S. and Brazil, they will have to start paying us for damages due to lost markets for our U.S. wheat farmers who have been unable to export to China.
This case, started by the Obama administration, is not directly related to the current trade standoff between the U.S. and China. Dave Salmonson with the American Farm Bureau says the WTO ruling could affect the current trade negotiations.
Well, I think it could be included, certainly. We had this ruling on the administration of tariff rate quotas, where the panel found over there that in the WTO that they just weren't giving fair shake to the agreements they had to let in the amount of U.S. products they said they would. We had the earlier ruling on the domestic subsidies. So I think these will be part of the talks, whether they'll be included. China could certainly make announcements and make changes. You know, this is about how they do things. They can change that on their own. But that would this be part of the negotiation? It certainly could be.
More in a minute on the American Ag Network.
When you're a corn grower, some days you can just feel it. Sitting there in the kitchen early in the morning, waiting for the coffee. News on the TV, no one up but you. And there it is, that nagging feeling that something's going on in your corn rows. Something bad. And that's how weeds are. And that's why you need to hear about a new herbicide technology called Shieldex. Shieldex has been proven effective against even the toughest weeds in over 400 university trials. And this brand new HPPD herbicide technology is not only tough on weeds, Shieldex is also safe. Safe for use on all types of corn. So the next time you're sitting in the kitchen and get that nagging feeling, don't stress. Call your retailer and ask for Shieldex, the new corn herbicide that kills the tough weeds. Shieldex herbicide is sold exclusively through Helena Agri Enterprises and Tenco's member companies. Always follow label directions.
The EIA releases its weekly update on ethanol production and inventories at 10:30 Eastern Time on Wednesday. Early Wednesday, electronic grain trade, a fractional mix in corn, fraction lower in Chicago wheat, soybean futures after Tuesday losses, tune a fraction higher. This is the American Ag Network.